This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to another edition of 360 Biz. My name is Tseho Kekana. I'm the producer of the show. Our hosts are running slightly late this afternoon, but nevertheless, the show has to go on. Today, we are talking about enterprise development programs that are currently running in the country. Enterprise development involves the growing of small and medium-sized black businesses through the provision of finance and support, assisting in their business development and sustainability. In 2016, 27% of the adult population in South Africa was unemployed. According to the National Development Plan, 90% of the approximately 11 million jobs that need to be created by 2020 will be through small businesses. However, according to the Gordon Institute of Business Science, 80 to 90% of new businesses fail in the first 2 years, with some of the reasons for failure being lack of access to markets, capital, and business skills. Many corporates have climbed on the bandwagon to help small business achieve their goals and objectives to ensure all their needs are met. So today we'll be talking about the annual Buy Local Summit that is conducted by the Proudly South African Movement organization. It is a flagship event for which, for the first time in 2017, was extended to 2 years. The 2018 seventh edition of the Summit and Expo took place on the 14th and 15th of March at the Sandton Convention Center. Another enterprise development program that we will be addressing today in the show that's currently running, it's called Threads, that's stitched by Standard Bank. It is an 18-week accelerator program focusing on the business of fashion. To talk to us today, we've got our guests who will introduce themselves. I will start off with our guests from Threads, from Standard Bank, Mr. Tleo Zwane. If you could just quickly introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Marketing Manager for Business Banking at Standard Bank.
I'll head off to you, Candy.
Hi there, my name is Candy Tothill. I head up Corporate Affairs for Tsogo Sun Holdings Limited.
I'm Ravi Pillay, Corporate Affairs Director at Nestlé South Africa.
My name is Happy Ngidi. I head up communications and marketing at Proudly South African.
Welcome to 360 Biz to our lovely guests. I'll hand over to our host, Tebogo Mafodi, who is late.
So I told you, business people don't become late, they become delayed.
Same WhatsApp group.
Yes, no, definitely. No, I was actually listening, Tejo. I must say, it was quite a good opening that you've actually said onto the show. We are discussing enterprise development program. I'm actually from training, Tejo, by the way. I'm actually doing a course on enterprise development to practically understand it better. But anyway, good thing that we've got experts in studio. Are we starting with the ladies first, Tejo?
No, we're starting with threats.
Oh, okay. No, oh, okay. So you've practically introduced yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. But you've not told us what is it that you actually do in detail. Because I've realized, you know, people have got fancy titles, but you never actually get to break them down to actually hear what they do.
So, I oversee business banking and small enterprises at Standard Bank. And that in itself, you know, the way we do sort of segment our sort of channels at Standard Bank is the small enterprises from 0 to 20 million. Okay. So that's all the entrepreneurs and the small businesses. So I oversee that. And then big business as well, from 20 million all the way up to 350 million rands. So my job is essentially to basically help all these people to start, manage, and grow their businesses. And once they get to big, to the size of big businesses, to try and retain them as much as possible and grow them even further, potentially even get them into corporates.
Do they eventually get there?
They get there. You know, we find that we have a lot of sort of customers at the bank that have been with us for 10 plus years, 15, 20, and mm-hmm. a lot of them started off, for instance, as you know, with turnover, let's say, of 2 million rands or something like that. Mm-hmm. And right now they've grown, and these are family owned businesses that are now sort of over a billion. So it's amazing success stories that we have at the bank. So it does happen.
Is it? Yeah. Maybe let me ask my colleagues Candy and Happy. They've practically become part of the furniture here. Candy, you've been dealing with a couple of entrepreneurs for a couple of years now. Mm. Have you seen them actually that grow? Because for me, I've got the perception like SMEs, it's like it's a curse. You hardly see SMEs grow.
Yeah, we've started referring to the people in our program not as SMEs but as emerging enterprises.
Oh, okay.
And for that reason, actually, because you know titles seem to predict the future, and what we found is that if we refer to the entrepreneurs as entrepreneurs or as emerging enterprises, that their mindset is different, so they actually they're not afraid of success, you know. So I think that that's number one, and it's an important shift for people to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of your listeners are emerging enterprises as well. So that's just a bit of a tip, is to think of themselves as larger businesses with the potential to become very large. And then secondly, yes, I have seen people grow from strength to strength in the businesses. The way we measure their growth is by looking at, for example, the number of staff that they employ.
Mm-hmm.
So when a business, so not only looking at revenue and the numbers as far as finances, but also to look at the scale of the business and are they needing to employ additional staff and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So the answer is yes. And then to add to that, obviously expanding and extending the access to markets. So for Tsogo, we are interested in creating suppliers to ourselves.
Yeah.
So assisting with that aspect.
No, we're going to come back to that.
Happy? Yeah.
You deal with a lot of entrepreneurs and SMEs. Do you see them growing?
We do, actually. And, you know, before I get into that, I must acknowledge the fact that without the support of my colleagues in this room, it's impossible. So we've got a few great success stories. So we do see entrepreneurs, emerging entrepreneurs. I'm going to steal from you, Candy.
Yes, please.
You know that are growing steadily. You know, the likes of, for example, I'm thinking of a lady that owns a company that produces or that manufactures rather toiletry products, Serena, who now enjoys shelf space at big retailers such as Pick n Pay.
I think while you touch on the issue of retail, let me come back to Cleo. I'll come back to that. Hold the thought.
Okay, all right.
Cleo, you've decided to start or be part of a campaign that deals with fashion entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Maybe before we get to that, quickly, what is Threads?
So this is exactly that. So it's what we call a fashion accelerator.
Okay.
And this program really essentially what we've done, we've identified some promising fashion designers across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around the country finding these, and we had a short list of about 12.
Please tell me before, let me interrupt you now. Please tell me the intention is to place them in the retail like Happy's mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So to be honest, the intention is actually to make them global, actually, as
nice.
Big as
I
that.
I like that.
That's actually the ultimate goal.
Okay.
So, and really this came about from the identification of a problem which we felt was a problem for the whole continent, ultimately. Mm-hmm. You know, where the fashion industry, you know, was, had a revenue of like something crazy, like $3 trillion, of which Africa only accounted for like 1% in terms of the revenue generated. And we all know we love fashion, we spend, we consume it a lot. But in terms of the money generated, it only was like down to that little. And that came about from not as a sort of a lack of creative talent or even access to resources for that matter.
Yeah.
And that was more because of just the inability to be able to turn fashion brands into fashion businesses. Just that business acumen that a lot of these people did not have. So we then sort of decided to put this together to try and help these people. I mean, at Standard Bank, we don't know anything about fashion, but we do know a lot about business. And so our stance was that we could help them turn their brands into businesses, which will obviously down the line be able to help them sort of, employ other people, assist with the economy, with the economic problems that we face, and potentially even, you know, be like the likes of all the other global fashion brands that we know.
Okay.
Down the line.
So you've mentioned an important point that you don't know much about fashion, but you know much about business.
Yes. And money.
Yes. and money.
Yes.
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that point up, Happy. Happy, you know a lot about fashion. you know a lot about manufacturing products and also because these are some of the, your clients that they manufacture and put the stamp, the bias, the proudly SA stamp onto their product, perhaps. So recently you've just done you know, a campaign called the Buy Local campaign.
Yes.
So can you tell us what's the purpose of that? And how's that growing some of these entrepreneurs that Clio is taking out there for them to be global?
So the Buy Local, the annual Buy Local Summit and Expo is a is a platform where we seek to put in one room both big business and small businesses, where we say to big business, you have a responsibility to ensure that small businesses in this room make it.
Okay.
Because at some point you were just as small. Mm. You have a responsibility to ensure that the economy of this country is in good hands.
Mm. But you see the linkage between you and Clio.
Absolutely.
Though, right?
And Clio, Standard Bank was there, which is great.
Oh, okay.
So some of the entrepreneurs from your pool was there for the first time. We're hoping you'll make a turn again next year. I will take advantage of this opportunity to get Standard Bank to be the platinum sponsor again next year.
They were platinum even?
Yes, they were platinum even.
We're coming back to you on that one. Eh? Okay.
So it's a great platform where the objective of the summit is to try and walk away from that experience as a small business or as an entrepreneur, and work away and transact between big business and small businesses, mm-hmm. and ours is really to provide access to markets, you know, and to get to expose and showcase the great work that in your context, Clio, South African designers are capable of. You know, we're trying to get to a point where, you know, I always say nobody tells Italians to wear Dolce and Gabbana. They just do it.
Mm.
And we're hoping to get the mindset of South Africans, because for us it's a perception issue. We just generally think that, any of our products, be it clothing, be it furniture, be it cars that we manufacture, whatever it is, be it coffee that Ravi and them make, be it the local hotels like Tsoho Sun Group, is that, you know, all of our services and products are inferior, and ours is to try and change the mindset to say we've got great quality products in South Africa that are accessible first of all, and that are good quality and that are affordable.
Hmm. Happy is speaking, Ravi, about good products and good quality. What do you do in terms of, I know you're producing a product.
Where do I start? enhancing quality of life and contributing.
Come closer to the mic.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah.
Enhancing quality of life and contributing to a healthier future is essentially our core purpose. And how do we bring that to life is by producing, as Happy is saying, quality products.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of our role, if we're going to go into the actual question itself that you've asked as an organization, the Buy Local is critical for us. 95% of all products consumed in South Africa is made in South Africa.
Okay.
At our 13 different plants located across the country, by 6,000 employees and indirectly and directly supporting 60,000 livelihoods. So we're trying more and more to bring the connection between, of course it's helping our marketing and to bring that intrinsic need why a consumer should buy something made in South Africa. It helps our bottom line, but at the end of the day it also retains jobs.
Hmm.
You know, growth is one aspect which we all are pushing very hard, but I think given where the economic trajectory is at the moment, job retention for us is a key consideration as well.
Okay. You spoke about marketing, you spoke about growth. So what was your involvement of the Buy Local Summit, and did you get value out of that?
For sure. This was a very proud moment for Nestle South Africa in our 102nd year in the country, where about 14 to 16 months ago, together with Happy and Proudly South African team, we used the platform last year to sign the memorandum of understanding with the Department of Small Business Development.
Okay.
And it was aimed at empowering 200 entrepreneurs for the next 4 years with support from Nestle and the Department of Small Business to provide a proper vehicle to trade, to increase growth, to train merchandising skills.
So is that part of the entrepreneurship development that that you guys have within your company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they were getting bikes as part of the benefits?
Yes. Wow. Yes. We actually handed over this year in the process of completing 39 handovers,
mm-hmm.
and we've got 11 to go. We're just dealing with the last bit just in terms of the backlog in the production part of things, but 50 per year is the goal until 2020.
So, did we get our bike here as well? Did we? Okay.
You need to be on the database.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, it's fine. Cleo, Ravi is telling us about some of the benefits that their entrepreneurs had in terms of getting bikes. What has some of the benefits from the entrepreneurs that went through threats were getting or are getting?
So from a, sort of knowledge and educational perspective, you know, we put them through quite a grueling sort of 18-week program, to teach them a number of things, you know, that, included manufacturing and supply chain. And these were coupled up with some field trips, like, for instance, the manufacturing supply chain. We took them down to the Eastern Cape to the Mercedes-Benz plant, for some best practice sort of learning with a renowned, world-renowned brand like Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
Because really we felt that, there's lots of learnings that they could then take over to their fashion sort of businesses and to grow it. And of course, we partnered up with companies like Spree, and there was lots of e-commerce and new technologies that we taught them about. And then the modules also included a number of sort of traditional modules like marketing, and retail and wholesale and distribution. So, hoping that, they could take all of this knowledge, put it together, be able to then come back a few months down the line, be able to put together, so we'll look at their businesses and see whether there's a bit of growth and all of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And us as a business, we are able to we have a database of other clients, in terms of customers, whenever possible, we always like to partner up with other corporates for them to even give them further mentoring and potentially even access to markets.
Partnership. I know that Zohosan, they always jump to the opportunity of partnering. I know, hence I've had Candy on a couple of partnership initiatives that you do throughout the year. One, maybe to tell us, how are you involved in the Buy Local Summit campaign? And another thing, we know that you usually host your Zohosan Entrepreneurship of the Year competition. Is that part of your entrepreneurship development in this initiative?
Yes. Firstly, to go to your first point, the power of partnerships. I just wanted to mention what we're trying to focus on at the moment is really achieving value or creating value out of collaboration. So one of the things we try to achieve through our contribution at the Proudly SA Buy Local Summit this year was to really have a fairly significant presence at the summit from an exhibition point of view for our Sorgosan entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And we actually had the last six winners of our Entrepreneur of the Year award. So over the last 6 years, one each year's winner was on the stand with us at the exhibition just to showcase what the program has achieved so far, but more importantly, what these small businesses, emerging enterprises rather, as I said, have accomplished themselves. And also to learn more about what other corporates are doing with the intention of perhaps collaborating into the future. So I was very interested, for example, to see what Nestle was doing. I had a conversation with Standard Bank to see what they're doing with their Threads initiative, which from a Sorgo point of view, we're very interested because we've got the venues available and properties and facilities and things like that. The power of our partnerships often just opens the way for these kinds of things like the summit, which we also were the venue partner for that, to take place, so that's the first part of our approach as far as collaboration goes. But then also to expose the entrepreneurs who are enrolled in our program to the benefits of what other organizations are doing. Mm. So we've had a lot of value added by Proudly South African through Happy's team and through Eustace, where Proudly South African has enabled our entrepreneurs to obtain further value.
I think let's have one big party. Let's get Clive to bring us some of the threat entrepreneurs. To bring us some of the entrepreneurs. Let's have Candy, you know, let's have Riva, Ravi as well to bring us some of those. Happy, do you have entrepreneurs you can bring?
Absolutely. I have entrepreneurs I can bring.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I think it would be nice. Maybe let's have a show with just the entrepreneurs, not the representative. Mm. And let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Absolutely. What do you guys think?
I couldn't agree with you more.
No, definitely. Yeah.
You'll need a bigger studio.
May I just for 1 second add on to what Candy said? Because I think that demonstrates and showcases the opportunity that entrepreneurs at this platform then get to have. I mean, you have a great jeweler. NQ, who was exhibiting, you know, through Candy's program for the first time at the expo, and I'm told that he managed to do some good transactions
where he sold quite a few pieces
from his collection at the expo. And for us, that is, you know, that's why we do it, you know, and hoping that outside of that environment, he's then able to, he has now showcased his work, his great work, and you know, the next time we want to see him at a big retailer somewhere, you know, where he will be showcasing and selling his product. But this is what these type of programs and our efforts as Proudly SA seek to achieve.
Excuse us, efforts to achieve. Maybe Cleo, tell me, in regards to how important are these organizations to invest in SMEs and entrepreneurs as well? Because I know you guys have been big in that space recently.
Look, it's absolutely important. I mean, for us, it's quite paramount that we, you know, that SMEs start to, you know, that we put a lot of our backing and put a lot of our might for SMEs to succeed. You know, it talks to a lot of what our sort of positioning as a bank is all about. You know, we want to be known as that bank that, you know, that can help help SMEs to start, manage and grow their businesses.
Okay.
And, you know, we've actually put a lot of money in putting a number of accelerators around the country. You know, we've got a department now as well called Entrepreneur Development, which has been recently set up at the bank. And you know, there's a considerable amount of money, don't ask me to quote the number at this point, that have been put behind to back a lot of these sort of emerging enterprises, right? So we will be sort of not only just helping them with their funding needs, but trying to partner up with as many of our own customers and give them access to markets to ensure that they succeed.
Okay, Cleo, off the record, I hope that the person, that department, you didn't get bankers to be trying to develop entrepreneurs, right? You got entrepreneurs to develop entrepreneurs.
So, no, these are not bankers. These are people who are truly passionate about entrepreneurs and growing businesses and running incubators and accelerators and all of that.
Okay.
So this is not your ordinary banker who just number crunches and all of those.
No, please, because I was worried because, you know what, there's a very big, I know, dissatisfaction from entrepreneurs' perspective when they need to be dealing with bankers trying to develop entrepreneurs because they don't know that thin line. So I think maybe we must arrange, Tsego, let's have that head of department maybe to come tell us about some of the initiative that they're looking at bringing, since it's a new department and they're about developing entrepreneurs, and definitely it's something that we are all about. So maybe coming to you, Ravi, tell us about the joint enterprise development program you did with the Department of Small Business. You've already told us about this, but I see there's one that you launched in March this year. Is it the same one that you spoke about, or is it a different one?
It's the same one. It's the micro distributor program. If I may just maybe in 1 minute just to give you a better sense of it. Essentially, it is a Nestle and a government department initiative to help our growth and in the same way develop entrepreneurs to take our product to the so-called last mile of delivery.
Okay.
As we know, you know, due to historical geographical patterns, the product is not always available to people living in far-flung, remote, and some of the township areas. And this model aims to cover that last mile so that we have South African entrepreneurs who are savvy, who are traders, who are entrepreneurial, and who have the urgent need to make a sale to actually help the business grow and to create their own entrepreneurs themselves. So each entrepreneur can actually create 2 to 3 jobs, full-time, decent jobs.
Okay. So besides this program, is there something else that you guys are doing for entrepreneurs?
Yes, very much. In fact, just today, coincidentally, as I was leaving our building to come here, our Nestle Professional Builder Department, we have what we call a chef's program. So every year, for the last 3 years, we've trained 30 chefs from townships to hone their skills on cooking, hygiene, nutrition skills, how to better leverage and use product efficiently to maximize profit, together with the Chefs Academy of South Africa. So that's another example. And our vision is that by the end of next year, we'll have 100 trained entrepreneurs. And then we also have some agricultural related programs as well. For example, we in the process of talking to the Department of Trade and Industry to resuscitate our chicory growing production in the Eastern Cape area.
Oh, nice. I like that. Kendi, what are some, how important though is enterprise development in your organization? Because I know it has been one of the driving factors over the years.
Yeah, it's of paramount importance to Tsogo-san. We've been involved in entrepreneur development since 2005, which goes back a way. But over the last, I would say probably since about 2010, it really has been put firmly and squarely in the spotlight of on the boardroom table and as one of the priorities of our company. And mainly I can reduce it to something as simple as to explain the importance of it by saying, without increasing the size of the South African middle class, we are not going to be a thriving business in this country. So from a business point of view, and my banking colleague will probably back me up here, and so will Buy Local and Nestle, it makes perfect business sense for businesses to invest in the growth of the South African economy, and particularly and specifically growing that middle class in South Africa. These are imperative ways of developing our economy that we all have a responsibility to invest in. But in addition to that, that if we don't invest in growing things like small businesses, our businesses will go out of business.
Bulelani, Bala, let me hear from you, boy. I know you've done some work with, you know, Tsogo-san, and you've been supported, and you've done some work with Standard, not with Standard Bank.
Not yet. I'm throwing you under the bus.
I'll speak for Standard Bank. I've done work with Standard Bank. So with Proudly SA as well. I mean, for you, from an entrepreneur perspective, and somebody who's like me, equally responsible of empowering other entrepreneurs, how has it been?
Well, I think...
don't be rude. Say hi to my listeners.
No. Before I say hi, I'm grieved. Proudly SA owes me money. Also, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
That's cute.
Hi, everyone. Stuck in traffic today. But I'm excited to be in studio. And, I mean, it's a topic that's very close to my heart and as yours as well. And, I mean, I've had the privilege of working with Proudly SA.
Hey, then he says that with a Sanchez smile. Happy? Did you make him that happy?
I have nothing to do with it.
Well, Mom Happy is amazing. And also, I mean, Candy, you know, these two ladies are amazing. The gents, you guys got to pull your socks up. No, man, I'm kidding. I mean, they supported. I mean, we did work last year, obviously through T, where we had about 880 entrepreneurs and 65 exhibitors. We hosted the minister, and Tsogo-san put their weight behind it. Proudly SA put their weight behind it. Standard Bank was actually the anchor sponsor.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they put their weight behind it as well. And it was a beautiful day. And I mean, I think after that, I mean, Proudly SA and
Tsogo-san, am I the only one that has not come
have,
to you?
Have continued.
I've not been a crybaby. Yeah. I must be a crybaby.
So they've continued the work. I mean, I think this year we've already hosted 3T initiatives. And they've been supporting that, and I've been telling them the plans of hosting the awards in June and the big one in November, and now we're rolling out a national campaign with Tohosan. So I'm excited about that. And they've been there playing their part, and I know that after this, Standard Bank will give us more money and Nestle will give me more coffee.
Coffee. And Cremora.
So guys, maybe then I'm done with your work. So now can we have real conversations? I think more than anything, I'm gonna come to Cleo, because I wanna know maybe quickly before I ask the next question. What are some of the programs that you guys are involved with as far as enterprise development is concerned?
So, look, like I said, there's a number of unlike the threads is a first of its kind, for instance. You know, there's a number of them that we've been running through our sort of
I've been involved with the Step Up to Startup.
Yes. You know, there's the Step Up to Startup, there's the Perform to Grow, there's a number of them of which we sponsor actually. They're not necessarily belong to Standard Bank, but it's ones that we've partnered up with.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, we're in talks with a number of them now. It's just I can't really confirm because we haven't signed anything. There's a big campaign which I really also I'd love to actually tell you about it that we're launching. That we're launching in June, which is an amazing something that I don't think anyone's ever seen in this country before in terms of driving entrepreneurs. I think the only hint I can tell you is that especially the ones that are, you know, in 9-to-5 jobs and then doing the side hustle on the side, you know, we're targeting them. But that's as much as I'm going to say. But
Cleo, when comes June? I don't want a representative. I don't want anybody else. You're going to come here and talk to me about it.
I can even unveil it on the 1st of June right here. I can promise you that. It's a very, very... I'm actually very, very excited about that campaign. It's just I wouldn't really want to unveil it before we have a proper executional plan and rollout plan for it. But I can assure you now, it's nothing that you've ever seen before.
Okay. No, I'll hold you to it. I'm waiting for 1st of June. Make it happen.
1st of June, I can
make it happen. So then, Happy, proudly essay. What impact are you guys making in the enterprise development space?
Ours is really to provide an enabling environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really driven by the fact that I think almost a year and a half ago, we were tasked with the responsibility as a campaign to turn it around. The reality is that we couldn't keep on doing the same thing over and over again. We've been in existence for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't keep continue doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
True.
And this is why I agree with what Candy said earlier on, that collaborations are the way forward, the future.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't even begin to be, we know where we need to be as a campaign or in terms of enterprise development. And we can never be able to do it alone, but with collaborations such as, you know, from Standard Bank, Sohosan, and Nestle, and many more out there, it is the only way that we're going to get to where we are hoping to be. We play an advocacy role. That's what we do, and through the efforts of the advocacy role that we play, we have different touch points, and ED is one of them. But ours is also, we pride ourselves in the fact that we also provide access to markets. That's what we do as proudly South African. I don't think there's anybody else out there who can comfortably claim that. We become the mouthpiece of entrepreneurs. We in fact, as a member of the campaign, what we do say to you is that we and why are you adjusting your chair? but as a member of the campaign, we our value proposition to you is that we will actively go out there and look for opportunities for you. That's what we do, because we understand the challenges that entrepreneurs face on a daily basis, where there's doors that they just get shut on their faces that they can't open, which is where we come in. and speak to the patriotic side of corporate South Africa. And it's pleasing to see corporates such as my colleagues in this room who are actively doing their playing their part to ensure that that our economy as a country is in good hands.
Okay. And Happy, speaking of shutting doors, is it last year or last of last year, you called a meeting for, I think, waste management companies and everything.
Yes.
You guys have not saw that through. What has happened to that? Because that's another industry that is very shut.
Absolutely.
So, I think the idea for you guys was you wanted to open up the industry more.
Absolutely. Remember that our role, you have a specific mandate to stick with.
Okay.
You know, and which is a challenge that we do have because of the work that we do, which is now in the public domain better than it ever was maybe in the past, is that we unfortunately can't save the world. So everybody will come to us with all sorts of things to try, you know, and get us to get involved in whatever it is. We are alive to the fact that the proudly South African phenomenon we are all custodians of the proudly South African phenomenon, but we can't fix everything.
Okay.
But having said that, our focus, according to the strategy that we have as proudly South African, is that we focus on sectors that are in distress. You know, for example, you know, not so long ago we hosted a forum, in the poultry sector. Mm-hmm. We then did another forum in the pharmaceutical sector. Very soon, which comes to what you do, Cleo, where we're going to host a sector forum that is in the clothing and textile sector, because those are distressed sectors. So we have to have a game plan and a focus area. But having said that, when we put these experts in one room and we address areas of concern and areas that are, you know, sectors that are distressed, we can only provide that platform and initiate the dialogue and unpack the issues. But outside of that, it then becomes a responsibility of the people in those industries to continue with the work while we continue with the work that we are set out to do in focusing in other sectors as well and trying to give attention to everybody out there who comes to us with all sorts of challenges that they're facing. So that sector, that specific forum that you're making reference to, Deboho, it then becomes the responsibility of the stakeholder who's in charge of that particular sector to ensure that the dialogue continues, as opposed to, it can't be a proudly South African, for lack of a better word, problem. It becomes a collective problem, because I'm of the view that we all need to be the change that we want to see. We can't sit in our little corners and expect a difference if you do nothing very about true. It.
No, definitely. Maybe let me ask Ravi, who's next to you. Then I think Candy will come. Right now, enterprise development has been seen as a tick box exercise. So you find that now other companies, they actually do it just as a compliance measure other than the purpose of really what it's supposed to be meant to be doing that. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I think the new revised codes of broad-based black economic empowerment has focused a lot on it, and for the right reasons. A tick box approach, I think maybe initially it was perceived that way, but as you get more and more into the mechanics of it and you understand the reason why, to your point earlier, Candy, on you need to broaden the economy and increase the so-called middle tier of the economy, enterprise development is the quickest way to actually get things going. I mean, if you look at the German and the Swiss economies, where 80% of the business is small and medium-sized business, 80% of the GDP of the country is generated from that. And it's not a coincidence. It's ease of decision making, smaller, leaner entrepreneurs. Even if you look at large companies and acquisition strategies these days, more and more they are acquiring small companies. It's because of leaner decision making. So I think enterprise development, it is a responsibility and it is a business imperative that will add to the growth of the economy. We cannot continue as a country to tinker around 1.4% growth rate, we need to expand it. Mm-hmm. And I think the enterprise development, if you can call it space, lack of a better word, is a way to actually kickstart and make significant differences in that regard.
Is it? Candy?
Yes. Same question.
Yes, please.
I think that in the past, as you correctly say, you know, there was this sense that enterprise development was a compliance matter, which in many respects it still is, because of the fact that it's legislated as part of the BBBE Acts and Codes, etc. But that was a necessary thing to do in order to drive transformation in this country so that we all understand the purpose. But when organizations actually grasp the essence of what they're undertaking, then the whole thing makes sense. Then everything clicks into place. Then you've got a system that makes commercial sense for the business undertaking the development process and actually has a meaningful impact on the beneficiaries that it's trying to support. So to undertake anything by paying lip service to it is a waste of everybody's time, you know. So that's sort of, I don't know if that answers your question directly, but that's the view. And I think that it has changed. I think that the perception has changed in the practice. I think in theory, in some cases, people just don't get it. But as soon as that light bulb goes off, there you go. No. Everything works.
No, definitely. Do you want to add something, Cleo?
Well, just a little part in terms of, I think as my colleagues have said, it may have initially started like that. But I think the benefits that come out of it are still beneficial to the whole country. And once we reap those rewards, then I think you'll start to see more and more people just sort of willingly doing it because some people, I guess, do need to be convinced of the benefits that arise from having actually helping out all the entrepreneurs that actually exist in this country. You know, we have a huge database in terms of customers from the bank, of which I think a few years ago it started out like that. They were very keen initially because of the BE points that come along with it. But eventually, what I've seen happening in my tenure at the bank is a lot of them actually sort of identifying the benefits that come with it and actually willingly wanting to train more people, mentor people, and to give more access to markets because it comes around full circle ultimately and everybody benefits.
Yeah. No, definitely.
May I just for 30 seconds add on to, you know, once we get to a point where organizations in South Africa start to understand the importance of ED, half our job as a people is done. We can't even begin to deal with the triple challenges of our country, which is unemployment, inequality, and poverty, if we do not understand and embrace the ED space. You know, once we can't afford as a people to ignore what we are faced with, the you know, enterprise development phenomenon.
No, definitely. We can't afford to ignore the phenomenon of entrepreneurship and the poverty that is still taking place in our country. One thing that I like about the guest and everyone else that we have in studio today, it's that we all have one thing in common: development of entrepreneurs and development of individuals as a whole. That's why last week we had an exciting guest in studio being National Builder, and to actually talk about some of the initiative that they are hosting and that is coming up. So because together, Nation Builder, together with Stellenbosch University and Launch Lab and the Metam Group, is inviting business pitches for their inaugural Social Innovative Challenge. The competition is aiming to identify and support South Africa's social entrepreneurs. If you are a social entrepreneur out there and you're listening, this is an opportunity for you to win a share of your 150,000 seed capital into your business. Entrepreneurs with a self-sustained business idea, no matter how simple, how small, or how big, that addresses particular social issues, positively impact communities, empower disadvantaged, or has the potential to solve local problems, in the most innovative ways. You are invited to enter the Social Innovation Challenge, where 10 finalists will receive exposure to a broader network of business investors at the final pitching event, which will be hosted by Launch Lab in Stellenbosch on the 13th of June 2008. These final winners will receive their portion of 150,000 fund and seed capital into their business, as well as business support from Launch Lab. So if ever you are listening and you want to be part of this exciting initiative, proudly go. Proudly go.
Proudly join, proudly South African.
Join, proudly South African. And definitely go to proudnationbuilder.co.za, www.proudnationbuilder.co.za. The information will be there. We're going to be sharing some of the information on social media on how to win your share of the 150,000 seed capital. Maybe, Cleo, what were your winners or winning?
For Threads, our Threads winners actually have quite an exciting basket of prizes that we're giving out. In fact, the event is actually happening out tonight. So, first of all...
It's happening tonight?
Yeah, it's happening out tonight.
Leland, did you get your invite? I didn't get mine.
No, definitely.
It's in the mail. It's in your inbox.
Okay.
So, the winner that we'll be unveiling tonight will be, you know, will be, firstly, I mean, as Happy mentioned initially, that you don't have to tell Italians to wear Dolce and Gabbana.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sending them out to Italy, to Università Cattolica in Milan.
Nice.
We're sending them to they know how to do it best, basically. Mm-hmm. So they'll then go on an official program to learn everything else that we couldn't actually teach them. And while in Italy, they'll then be sort of exposed to buyers and retailers and all of that to potentially be... to get orders and all of those things, and to place them into markets in Europe already. And then they'll be getting a keys to a Mercedes-Benz, a CLA, to drive for a year that our partners Mercedes-Benz has offered. We'll be actually, as a bank, we'll be partnering up with them for the rest of the year to mentor, to help them with everything else business related that they'll be requiring as the winner.
Mm. Ken, do you like giving prizes as well? What are you giving?
To Threads.
No.
We're glad
you take
part.
I'm sure we can book them accommodation. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yana, they invited me tonight, but I was just saying earlier that this is a very popular date. I had 16 invitations.
Wow.
I sent all my staff out as well. So I'm going to be missing that one tonight. But yeah, no, our awards, as you know, happens once a year, Entrepreneur of the Year.
Mm.
And that person gets a substantial cash investments prize in their business, as well as they get to be the ambassador for the program for a year.
Mm-hmm.
The current ambassador is Hezron Lowe of Something Fresh. I think you've had him on your program before.
Have.
And Bulalani and him did some rapping at the Proudly SA Summit together. And then we work very closely with whoever wins to assist them to take their business from where they are to where they say they want to be. Mm. So we're busy working with Hezron currently, and he's got something exciting lined up, which I'm sure he'll be PRing later. It's happening tonight, which is why I can't go to Threads.
Oh, okay.
The winner wins various prizes, but the most, I guess, the most valuable one is this additional year of mentorship, coaching, and assisting with taking their business to the next level.
Yeah. Happy, quickly, for people that want to get hold of you, see some of the exciting work that you do and hear more about Buy Local Company, where can they get hold of you?
They can get a hold of us on our website, which is www.proudlysa.co.za, and we are also on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And just to throw in there that we also give away prizes.
Yes, you do.
And yeah, all the time to everybody. And our prize, the biggest prize for us, is access to market. As an entrepreneur, if you have a product and you have nobody to sell it to, it defeats the purpose.
True.
So for us, that's the biggest prize in our view, to have access to market and be able to stay in business and sell your product to somebody.
Okay. Ravi, quickly, people that want to see more or hear more about your program.
I think they can get into the Department of Small Business Development website and our website as well, www.nestle.co.za, or they can also email me on ravi.pillay@za.nestle.com.
Nice. Candy?
We're on Facebook, Tsogo Entrepreneurs Facebook page, otherwise hashtag Tsogo Entrepreneurs, all social media.
Oh, okay. Cleo, while Bulerin is coming to say bye.
Well, the guys can go to threadsonline.co.za to find out about any future prospects in this program.
Oh, okay. Will you learn as we close?
Just want to say, Tsogo-san has got the best confetti machine I've ever seen in my life.
I can attest to that.
That's a cannon. That's a cannon.
Yes. But anyway, get this guy.
If ever you've just joined in on the show, you've missed out on an exciting show that we had. But more than anything, let me take this opportunity to thank you all for coming. We're hoping it's not the last time that we see you. They say you'll still get an opportunity to come back.
I feel like we need an access card.
No, for sure.
No,
for
definitely. Sure. You know,
we love it here.
Don't worry, I'm hooking you up as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you
no,
so
definitely.
Much.
This is all that we had for you today. If ever you've just tuned in, you've missed out on an exciting discussion, but you can always catch our podcast. Go to www.cliffcentral.com, go to podcast, and you'll get to hear some of the exciting guests and the opportunities that they have on the show. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Teboho Mafodi. Bulelani Bala Bala and Tseho, we out.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.